Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
So Saturday, you and I were at a wedding at the Grist Mill. Wasn't that a lovely venue up in Uptown Waterloo for the...
I loved the smell.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
150-year-old wood in there. It was nice. And...
Okay, what dress did you wear? Because I remember on Friday you were talking, you said you had three dresses that you had picked out. You didn't even know which one you were going to pick yet.
Two that were I had bought specifically for the wedding. And I had in my head like what shoes I could wear with the dresses. And so then I had them, I brought them home. And I said to Mike, I said to Farwell, I held them up to Farwell and I said, which dress, which one do you like the best?
Farwell's not going to wear them. Why did you hold it up to Farwell?
Well, because I like it when he likes the dress I'm wearing.
And I told her I like the red one. But to be honest with you.
It was pink.
Okay. There you go. Part of the problem. But I said, but to be honest with you, I'm not a huge fan of floral patterns.
Both of the dresses had floral patterns on them.
That's all
both
I said.
Like flowers?
Yes.
My favorite dress that Marnie wears has flowers on it. I love it.
I love that you have a favorite dress that Marnie wears.
And all she did was hold them up.
Yeah,
that's it. They were just held up. And by the way, I also have a favorite dress that you wear, which you did not wear on Saturday. Go figure. But I'm the one that's in trouble over this dress somehow.
So you know what I did, Polly?
Yeah, well,
Polly. I took both of the dresses back to the store and I got a new dress because he doesn't like floral patterns and I wanted him to like the dress.
I thought you were going to say you took two dresses to the wedding and you changed halfway through.
No, I did not.
A concert or something.
I did not do that. Anyway, I picked a red dress.
Costume changes.
Because the dress he's talking about, the favorite dress, is a red dress that I own. So I got another red dress. Which was close to the one that I knew he liked, but this one was a little slinkier, you know, for weddings and stuff.
Slinkier? What
does
that mean?
Well, like there was more skin.
Oh,
more
okay.
skin showing. Anyway, let me tell you something. The damn dress worked, Polly. The dress worked because
What were you hoping to accomplish?
Well, here's what happened.
It had nothing to do with the dress.
So we're sitting at the table with some friends, and Farwell stands up. Grabs my hand. I'm like, where are we going? Is this party over? It's only like 7:30. Are we seriously? What are we going?
I wanted to leave.
Shut up. You did not. And took me to the dance floor. Hold on.
Lee Bryce, by the way, it's my anthem, okay?
Hold on.
I don't dance.
Farwell.
Yeah, that is your anthem.
Yeah.
Ash. You to dance.
Didn't even ask me.
It wasn't Sadie Hawkins.
I didn't know what we were doing. He grabs me by the hand and I'm like, what is where? It didn't even occur to me that at any possibility on any planet at any time were we going to go dance. And we danced.
I just had to wait for a tempo that I could handle. That was it.
To a slow song. Two times.
A tempo you could handle.
Yeah, slow. It's pretty much like my life. I just look for the slowest thing and I hop right on.
That was my favorite part. That was actually my second favorite part of the wedding, but that was really exciting to me. Honestly, you blew my mind. The dress worked. I ain't wearing flowers ever. I'm always going to wear slinky red dresses.
It had nothing to do with the dress. Zero to do with the dress.
Are you going to tell us what it had to do
with it? I just felt like,
the music moved you.
I just can't believe Farwell was dancing with anyone at any time, anywhere, for any reason.
That's why I did it. Just to put a smile on this woman's face. She could have been wearing a flannel nightgown. It wouldn't have mattered.
Well, thank God, because those Spanx were killing me. Next time I'm wearing a flannel nightgown.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.